Welcome everyone to day 37 of the Frozen Feet for the Soul. I had to say it. I stole it from Adam. We are nothing if not enlightened up. So let's take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let yourself settle into your seat, into your body, taking in the support, love, humor, connection of practicing together. Congratulations on being here today. And continuing our discussion of the inner resources, we are at our last topic, which is generosity. So your generosity of presence is felt and is here, every one of us. And to begin this discussion of this topic, I want to invite you to notice abundance. And notice the way in which in order to be generous, we have to feel like we have enough. We have enough to give. And I want to invite you to notice as you go through your day, to notice where you have enough. And so many of us are so privileged. We have enough money, food, shelter, love, connection. And following Rick Hansen's advice to really notice it, really take it in. Spend some time taking it in, the feeling of abundance, of having enough. In the material things, but also enough patience, time, attention. Think about a typical day, or be in a typical day, and the many times you can offer your attention, patience, help, or encouragement. And just noticing the way that that fills us up. Even just arriving in the studio or arriving on Zoom and seeing each other, we're offering our presence to each other today. And let that be the ground of your practice, your lovely presence, and the generosity of that. So again, taking our seat, feeling that sense of ground underneath us, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. From that groundedness, feeling the length of our back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, just here now. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening. Connecting to that sense of care for ourselves and for others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. Allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and generosity of our practice together.